there to compare Fifi, Ben and Nick. But compare builders and you'll find the answer is Fairhaven Homes. The fair choice. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au.
Now, The Block. I don't think any of us are watching that, are we? No?
No, God no.
I don't think you are.
I don't think I've ever watched it though. I've never watched The Block.
No, I've never been a blockhead. It's interesting. But people do love it. And
no, they love it.
Although apparently last night, and we are going to get around last night's episode because it was really almost like it was maths. A fight blew out between all the teams. So you've got Josh and Luke, because I know them from Love Island. So they're the ones who were out partying a week ago.
They're not taking it seriously.
And then they snuck with one of the other couples. They snuck into one of the production offices, and they could see what was coming up. So they've cheated essentially.
Right.
I saw Scotty, our mate Scotty Cam. He's blowing up about all the things that are happening. But let's just listen because it's fun to hear. I guess the highlight of a TV show, and this would have been last night's highlight on The Block. This is all the teams coming together for one of their teammates.
So just be clear though, please.
We are being clear.
No, actually not being clear.
Don't need to be passive-aggressive.
No, not be passive-aggressive. Do you want to see passive-aggressive, I'll show you.
So you're being passive-aggressive now by doing that?
Oh, sorry.
No, please don't. If you've got personal problems, mate, we'll discuss it outside of body clothes.
I don't have personal problems.
Please leave it alone.
Well, no, I'd have nothing to talk to personally.
No, Mitch.
You guys were extremely rude to us all, and there's been no apology.
What do you mean there's no apology? We apologised at the dinner table.
Oh, you did not.
Yes, we did.
Just a reminder, this is a renovation show.
So then Tanya comes back, not Vito, just Tanya, right? Guys, stop. Can I just honestly say something?
Yeah, go on, George.
For you guys
How
to say...
How dare you?
Mitchy.
Oh, shush.
Mitchy, can I just say one thing?
No. You know, so...
Do you know what I say?
Mm-hmm.
I say, don't fight with pigs because you get dirty and they love it.
Oh, my goodness.
Is she calling all of us pigs?
How dare you say that? Fight with play with pigs, you get dirty.
Because I'm not interested in
you.
No, you've just called us pigs, you get dirty. How dare you?
You guys tried to diminish our character earlier by saying we're party boys and that we're not taking this seriously. That's
correct.
Funny because
I haven't denied
we've
that.
Beaten you boys 2 out of 3 weeks.
And I accuse you of being party boys? Correct me where I'm wrong.
And you're a party boy as well, Mitch. You drink more than anyone else here.
I didn't go out till 10 in the morning.
Pardon?
You're trying to diminish our character, so don't.
You disgusting, ignorant, young piece of filth.
You're a two-faced, bitchy grandpa and a rude, rich snob.
Oh, my God.
We're adults. Don't name call.
You are an entitled piece of trash.
That's fine.
For God's sake, how dare you?
Sorry. Oh, go for your how dare yous as much as you want, Mitch. I don't care what you have to say.
Interesting, the true colours coming through.
So after all that, who painted the room better?
Yeah. A wise man once told me, Boxy, you start hanging around with gooses, soon people can't tell the difference.
What?
That sounds like.
What are you calling me?
Gooses.
Oh, I see. It's almost like her pig analogy.
Yeah.
The only thing I took out of that. Analogy.
I think a wise man would have said geese. But...
Yeah. Oh, righto, Mr. Bloody whatever you are. You're the goose.
Oh, dear. I just feel like maybe because maths can't record at the moment this year, you know, they haven't been able to do a maths series.
Just
I just reckon Channel 9.
There is actually a goose, man. No one says you're a geese. Oh, you're a goose, mate.
It's yeah, no, because that's singular plural
is geese.
Mate, it's a non-verb, man. Pronoun the crap out of that song.
101.9 The Fox.
Imagine being a Hollywood star like, say, let's say Brad Pitt or George Clooney, mm-hmm. and then you just get wiped from history. So, you know, you...
Wikipedia
gone. You watch 7 Years in Tibet and you don't see Brad's name anywhere. You're like, it's that's just the, like it doesn't exist.
That's the one you picked.
Yeah, I do.
Not Seven.
I know my
not
brain.
Troy. Not
Troy, yeah. Fight Club.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Fight Club.
Someone like Jennifer Aniston just gets wiped from Friends. Is that what you mean?
No, I'm bringing this up because...
Better example.
Now, China is a communist nation and they're really doubling down on it at the moment. They're not a fan of capitalism and they are really...
I might just turn my mic off for this. I don't want to get cancelled.
Oh, no.
I've got lots of things.
This is just...
Yeah,
no, I could cancel myself.
Oh, okay. No, you have a chat with Hong Kong about this. It's a real thing. And they don't like capitalism. So they have decided that there are certain celebrities over in China that are social tumours. One of them is a billionaire actress. She's, I don't know how to say her name. I don't know.
How does that?
Is it the chick off? Is it the chick off? Charlie's Angels?
No, Lucy Liu. No, she's American.
Billionaire actress.
Yeah, she's a billionaire.
Just from acting.
She has actually employed a Taiwanese actor, and they're not big fans of anyone that helps Taiwan. Okay. They have decided that she's gone, and they don't like these actors and actresses who are obviously making so much money from film, and they're not sharing it with the communist nation. So they're just making them disappear. Like you watch their movie, and their name's not there. You try to look up photos of them you can't Google these people.
Is she still in the movie though?
She's still in the movie.
Does she still have her money?
Yeah, she's living in France. No, where, Monaco, someone.
Living the dream.
She's still got her money, man.
Fine, but it's just so fascinating to think that you could. That'd be like Dan Andrews not liking what we're saying on the radio, and then no one can look us up on the internet. No one can find us.
Do we know who the Chinese president is?
Xi Jinping.
Xi Jinping. Can give him my number and tell him to delete everything about me. Please.
1019, The Fox.
Now, Fev, you may or may not like this news. You know how you love your video gamers? You know how you're an adult gamer?
Yeah, that's me, bro.
Yep.
I'm a 40-year-old, 20-year-old.
Yes, you play COD. How many hours did you clock up the other day? About 8 hours on
mate,
COD.
I actually look, mate, Boxy, I had a look at this yesterday. I'm glad
Call
you brought
Duty,
this up.
Call of Duty, by the way, the video game.
I was just looking at my stats of Call of Duty this week because I was popping off yesterday. Guys, I was going nuts. And I looked at my my time spent on COD this week.
Ooh.
What day is it? Thursday.
Thursday.
I spent 72 hours and 15 minutes this week.
You're gonna have to face it, you're addicted to COD.
Mission failed, we'll get them next time.
Couldn't be this week. 72 hours.
I played 72 hours from, it's a whole week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so a week to today. You don't mean since Monday.
No.
I was about to say you have a problem. But now I know it's only 10 hours a day. You know, that brings things into perspective.
That's not much.
It's so much. It's just
what else is there to do?
It is mind...
Like, seriously.
Anyway.
Oh, sorry. 73 hours.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
and 28 geez. Minutes.
Now,
that's from the 8th to...
Fev,
yeah,
you would really not cope in China at the moment. We've talked about China twice in today's show.
Yeah. China.
China have clamped down. Now, they are, as we know, a communist country, and they have quite strict rules. China have clamped down on the amount of time kids can spend gaming.
Wow.
So they've totally banned anyone under the age of 18 from playing video games during the week. You cannot, if you're a child or under age, a teenager in the China, you can't pick up a controller.
Well, that's good because they're so good at it, man. I get killed in Warzone by heaps of them. They might give me a chance to win.
So this will give you a chance to beat teenage players
China. More people under 18. Australia need to adopt this as well. Because I get killed and I hear this little kid. I go, how old are you, mate? They're like 12 years old and they're freaks, man.
Isn't that amazing, though, you think about... that's an actual ban. Like, you can't play a video game.
Good. It's good for us 40-year-olds that are a bit slower.
There's an easier method than the government having to implement that, and it's called parenting. Just don't let them play if you don't want.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
And I want to talk about Mother Nature. So yesterday, it was a glorious day, and I'm not someone that handles winter well, so I shut all the windows. I have the heater on. I'm a cold wife. You know, here in the studio.
You're in the studio. Yeah, it's 23 degrees, and you're dressed like you're scaling Everest.
Yeah. Well, today because it's 26, I didn't wear my big parka in, and this is freezing. I need to bring that back.
Wow.
It's so cold
in
here.
Are you a crocodile? Like what?
Anyway, yesterday, I thought, oh, this is beautiful. I'm going to open the doors into the backyard and have everything nice and open, let all the fresh air come in and try to, I don't know, see the silver lining somewhere in the world
which is
at the moment.
Yeah.
It was nice. Anyway, then I went to the bedroom and Trixie's because, you know, she's an agent. She's a spy agent, 46.
46.
And yeah. she's got a hideout that's sort of in my wardrobe. So we were in the bedroom and Daisy was in there and then she was playing and I thought, oh, I'll just start doing some of my bathroom, like emptying out my bathroom drawers. And then I heard this massive noise from the lounge area outside and I'm like, what was that? Like, I thought, oh, something's fallen, like something might have fallen off. And I'm like, no, that's a fluttering. And then I knew what had happened because this happens once or twice a year when I open those back veranda doors, bird came in the house.
Ooh,
and it was
good.
Really going crazy. Like it was, I still don't know what it is.
Because they panic.
Oh, yeah,
they panic. Yeah, they get scared.
And it was going nuts. And I know, I mean, I didn't want to scare the kids because I get scared of birds in the house. I was just scared of birds. Like, I'm not a big bird person. Like, I like looking at them. I like them flying
they're
outside.
They're so nice.
Yeah, but inside.
Yeah. I like birds.
I like budgies.
Oh,
it's the best. Just let them out. Have a fly chance.
So there's something about that. It doesn't feel right. Anyway, I couldn't get out of the bedroom. And we were in there. And then I just said, I didn't want the girls to freak out because I don't want to deal with that.
What time? You don't know what type of bird.
I still don't know.
Is there heaps of poo everywhere?
So,
they poo
then
everywhere?
I messaged you guys. I said, guys, I'm stuck in my bedroom.
I said, open the windows.
Bird. Well, you did. You also said send Leon over.
Yeah.
So he can try and get it out. So I was sort of in denial. We were in there for about an hour.
So you ended up in the panic room over a sparrow.
Correct. We were in a panic room and then about 10 or 15 minutes went by. Well, I've got the TV in the bedroom, so I've put Bluey on. I'm like, I can get away with this.
There's probably an episode about that.
Yeah.
Bluey bird in the house.
You could have put a cat on, put some cat noises. They run from cats.
Well, I just thought, come on, bird. And I was almost like you probably watching a horse race. As I'm listening, I'm like, get to the window. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. Get out. Get out the doors. But then I went, okay, it's been quiet for about 15 minutes. So I opened my door, snuck down the hallway. And I was like, okay, I don't think it's here. But there were bird droppings over
everywhere.
Everything.
Yeah.
And I've got a nice...
they virtually poop themselves.
Yeah, it was everywhere.
So
but
yeah.
I've got like a white leather armchair, and it's pooed on that. But the I didn't realize their droppings must be so acidic. It's burnt into the leather, like it's this awful leather stain, awful yellow stain. Everywhere bird droppings. See, animals, wild animals, shouldn't be in the house. And there's something about when they're in the house that it just freaks you out. I've got another. This actually happened when I was living in Sydney. And I was in this studio apartment and, again, hot weather, you open the doors. Opened the window. I was sleeping and at the foot of my bed there was a window. So I opened the two windows so I could sleep at night. It was actually quite nice. But there was a massive big, like, what do you call it? One of those big Moreton Bay figs outside the window.
Oh, yeah.
And I woke up in the middle of the night. It was about 3 a.m. and there was a bat sitting at the end of my bed. Just
upside
on the post.
Down?
No, just sit.
Was
no,
it Batman?
It was actually just sitting. Yeah, like a bat. No, it wasn't Batman.
Was Robin there?
A bat.
No, a bat was in
bat
my...
Bat poo's really bad. That'll burn through car paint.
Really?
And stuff. Yeah.
Well, they reckon the bird, because they're so disease-ridden, the birds, they reckon their poo's not well.
Well, yeah.
Everything's not well.
But, yeah.
You need to get that real steam clean sort of style your house.
I can't get anyone in the house at the moment. And I'm no good. I tried. I got the spray and wipe out. I was doing my best.
There's 1-3 Pearl.
Yeah, she can't even come over,
I don't think that's what mums are for.
30 to 60,
yes, they are.
Though.
They're cleaning your poo for ages.
Animals in the house, and I'm not talking dogs or cats, but wild animals in the house, they just shouldn't be there.
You hear people boxing with snakes and stuff.
That's it. It's when you pop up
so
the toilet lid and there's a snake in there.
Oh.
Scary. Have you locked yourself? Have you got a panic room like I did for when there's an animal in the house?
It's like when I sat down on the toilet and there was an anaconda in there.
Oh.
Michelle from Chernside Park. Michelle, what happened?
Yeah, same sort of problem as you. This was actually a little bat, but I think they're marsupial bats or something. They're, you know, quite little ones or whatever. I've come home and the kids are all racing around. My husband's racing around. They've got tea towels everywhere. They're in my bedroom and there's this fat bat flapping around everywhere. And as I say, there's tea towels going and, you know, sheets and towels and... The bat's just flying around. Anyway, so then I've come in, brought the cat in. Cat just leapt up, grabbed the bat, dropped it on the bed and said, there it is. So didn't harm it at all, just dropped it. So then we've obviously picked it up in a tea towel, taken it aside, let it go. It was just like, oh, it was nuts. Wow. It was just flapping around all around the lounge, you know.
But you're right, Michelle. Like, oh. Then the watching the humans flap around with tea towels and brooms and things is probably even funnier.
Yeah, way worse. You did the right thing. Just let it poo everywhere and then leave. Watch them bluey. Yeah.
Don't bats just sleep during the day? Strange. Aren't they just a night thing?
I don't know. Maybe it was a poor little bat that lost its way.
Yeah,
maybe it's had a big one.
Yeah. Or was that just a myth?
What?
That bats just sleep.
No, they're nocturnal. But they might.
Yeah, they're not. That's the word I was looking
for. We're not nocturnal, but sometimes we're up at night. You can mix it up. I'm sure bats can mix up their sleeping habits.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know much about this.
Is that a myth?
Liz in Montmorency. Hi, Liz.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Liz. Did you have a wild animal in the house?
I sure did. Oh. I had a baby possum.
Fun.
What was that?
I don't know. I came down the hallway and I saw like a picture frame on the floor. And I thought, what the hell's going on here? And I looked up in our bookshelf and on the top of our books was this little possum. And I thought to myself, oh, we've got possum toys. Someone's playing a joke, you know, taking the piss out of me because I've cleaned the bookshelf previous, trying to upset me. And anyway, I got close. I didn't have my glasses on, obviously, and realised it was real. I was like, ah!
What did you do, Liz?
Oh, well, ex-husbands are good for something.
Because if I saw a possum in the house, I'm just locking myself in a room and hoping that just gets dealt with.
Is that possum's urine stinks.
It sounds like you've got the same method for dealing with anything in the house.
We're them in our roof.
Lock the door. Hang out.
Because you're not allowed to kill them. You're not allowed to kill them.
No. You can't.
Because we had them in our roof. And their urine reeks, and it was going through the top of the where you hang your clothes, and it was making all our clothes stink.
Oh.
So we moved.
Moved house.
No, we did. We moved house. Literally moved house because of the possums. Because you can't get rid of them.
Well, you can have... I think Pete the Possum Man can come and remove them.
Yeah, they came, but they kept coming back. We had them like three or four times come. It was a place we used to rent back in the day, and we literally moved because the whole house stunk like possum. Possums are bad, man.
Do you wish you'd gone out and seen this bird now, Fee, just to check what it was?
Yeah, I'll never know what
that
was. Because
in your mind at the time, it was probably, you know, you're thinking pterodactyl.
Yes.
When it was really, it was a robin.
101.9 The Fox.
Big night on the telly tonight, Channel 10, 7:30. It's the finale. The Bachelor, Jimmy, is going to decide. Who will he pick, Holly
or Brooke?
Well, I think, we've said we've known who he's going to pick from day one.
Yeah. Yeah, because she was $1.10.
She is there. And we are joined again 2 weeks in a row. What a treat for us.
Oh, God.
The
Thank
host
you.
Of The Bachelor, Osher Ginsburg. Osh.
Oh, team.
It's back.
How are you, mate?
I'm good, actually. I'm actually really good. I'm feeling good about tonight. I'm feeling excited because there's actual visual documentation that I actually left my house. We got on a plane. Like, there was this time when I was able, because the airport's more than 5 kilometres from my house, I was actually able to drive to the airport, get on a plane, and fly to another state.
How was that?
We've really
that sounds so good.
We've really lowered the bar on a good time now, haven't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
Went to the airport. I got to the border control at the Northern Territory when we landed.
Gave him a rose.
Airport. No, buddy, you know what they did to me? They say, welcome to the Northern Territory. Would you like a vaccine? We're offering it to anyone that visits.
Oh,
so I'm like, you guys have got it together. This is back in May. Like, you guys have got it together.
Did you take one? Why not?
I didn't because I had to shoot that day.
Oh, yeah. Knock you around a bit.
Now,
look, it's worth it, mate. Give me some of that freedom juice, Cody. Give me in both arms at the same time.
I've had one. 5G. I'm half a hero.
Get 10G in both arms. Perfect.
I'll take it.
Now, Osh, you know we're taking from your very successful show because we have been conducting our very own Batchy Bubble here on our radio show.
It's the Batchy Bubble. We'll find you love when you're in lockdown. It's no trouble.
Now, Osh, last week we found attempted to find love for Lauren. That didn't work out well. We'll move on from that. But now we have Dane in our Batchy Bubble. Dane, welcome to the love guru himself, Osher.
G'day, Osho. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all good. We're going to try to get you away from silly swiping. We're going to try and get you an actual connection here.
Yeah, this sounds perfect, I reckon. I'm really excited for this.
I know. Well, because when Osh has a prediction or believes something, it does. You want to go with what he says. Now, he is going to listen to some dates, Osh. So this was Dane meeting Amanda on Monday.
What would your ideal date be?
I'm assuming this is outside of lockdown.
Outside of lockdown, yes. Of course.
You know, maybe spending the day going for a hike followed by a drink and a meal.
That sounds perfect.
Ooh, okay, Osh. I'm going to move on now to Mila, Dane's second date.
What do you look for in a partner, Mila?
I'm looking for that partner in crime that we're going to be doing activities every day. We're just pushing each other, challenge each other. So good company.
Ooh. Yeah, absolutely. That sounds perfect.
And then finally yesterday there was Ruby.
So I am vegan, but I just want to know, Dane, how you feel about people who are vegan.
Your dietary requirements are completely your option. I'm happy for my partner to eat whatever they want.
Now, Osh, what are you vibing on those three dates? Quick, we'd love for your insight.
Well, look, I don't know, Dane. How did I go? Let me just see. You said my predictions are amazing, Fifi. How did I go last week?
The guy bailed, didn't he?
Yeah,
he bailed.
Unfortunately.
Yeah,
so far,
Dane, I've done a terrible job.
That's not on you, though.
No, that wasn't you. You picked her, and Lauren went with
her.
Sam.
We
all agreed him, but he
was too young.
I picked the guy that bailed. I did a terrible job.
Okay.
So take this for what you will, mate. But and I'm sure Mila's lovely, but maybe I'm just a bit flinchy from previous experience of someone who's looking for someone who wants to do crime together. It's not for me. All right. I've seen too many episodes of Mr. In Between. I'd like to stay out of the big house.
Oh, wow. The 5G's kicked in yet.
Bad connection.
Have we got you, Osh? God.
What's happened?
He started talking
about crime.
Turn it off now, please.
Huh? Oh, maybe.
Turn the machine off now, please.
Who's, oh, that's what's interesting. Going on? Someone's getting. Is Osh getting into trouble? Are you there, Osh?
Trouble.
We'll leave that there for Georgia. Would she be ready for the call?
Georgia, what's happening?
It might have gone through his Bluetooth. Do you reckon through one of the speakers?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's Wolf. That's his son getting into trouble.
Oh, no.
Osh, are you there?
Yeah, mate. Sorry. I think my son turned on the Bluetooth speaker in the other room and you might have
that's
been saying
hilarious.
Funny to
him. I was trying to talk to Wolf there. But,
he was getting in trouble.
Now, continue. So you went to Mila. Now, what did you think of the other two?
Well, I was going to say that I've eaten plants for my whole, like, for the last 20 years. I've only ever eaten plants. My wife, Audrey, though, she is, she's Fijian, which I don't know if you've ever been to Fiji. That's the technical opposite of veganism. Like, if there's a shadow, they'll eat it. And we have a great time. But I would say to you that if you want to start exploring new things, like, what do you want to put in your mouth is your business. But if you want to go on an adventure, as far as your taste is concerned, this may be a whole new uncharted territory. I always like to think, go into a relationship that challenges you because otherwise there's no personal growth. So I'm going to lean on the last lady.
That's who I said again. Mate, I said Ruby too. We've got something.
Yeah, I said Ruby. Osh, because you, Osh is into fitness and vegan. So,
well, thank you very much, Osh. Can we just hear Dane? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'll take it on board. Like, it's been an absolute hard decision. Like, all three ladies have been absolutely amazing to speak to. I'm really struggling. I am. So thank you for your input, Osho. I'll take that on board.
I'm just going to say, I've done this job for 16 seasons of Bachelor and Bachelorette. I'm going to tell you this, and this goes for any relationship. If you go for what you've always gone for, you're going to get what you've always got. And if you're still single, it's because you've gone for what you've always gone for. So go for something you've never gone for before. Try something new. Ooh. That's what I'm saying, man.
I love this.
Does that apply for people in a relationship?
Well, I don't know, Feb. It may go like apply more to extra.
I was just asking for a friend.
You're a brave man. And Osh, we love this insight. Tomorrow, Dane will he'll be telling the lucky lady who he's going to go on the date with. And don't forget, catch The Bachelor. It's a big finale tonight. Jimmy's going to pick. Who will
Who's
he
pick? Who's your pick?
Who's Holly! 100% Holly!
We knew it in the first episode. She's $1 at Sportsbet. Boom!
Good luck to Brooke, though.
The making process is hilarious. I've been banned from that app, but I will tell you off air.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Hey, quick question without notice, Boxy. Mm-hmm. When's daylight savings start? Soon?
October?
Yeah, October something, it's a while. Usually.
And we go forward one...
At an hour.
Yeah.
At an hour. Okay.
Yep.
Or do you prepared. Take one away?
No, you go forward. You spring go forward.
That's right.
There you go. It's Sunday, October 3 at midnight.
There you go, a month away.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah, an extra hour of sleep.
You got no.
Now, oh, this is a little treat for you both, two married men.
I'm not married.
Another dating term for you. Here's Fifi to talk it through.
When you are in the dating scene, you need to be aware of this term. It is called roaching.
Cocooning? Oh.
No.
Roaching?
Cocooning's a whole other thing. Yeah. Roaching, yeah. Oh, listen to them, little roaches. Roaching refers to the act of hiding the fact that you're actually seeing multiple other people.
Hold on, cheating.
Cheating, yeah.
Roaching.
I didn't explain to you. My dating terms are usually just rehashed terms that have been around forever.
If you're dating like three different chicks and you're not like in a relationship, that's not cheating.
So it's with a new
this
partner.
Is just
it's when
fun.
You meet someone.
Yeah.
So somebody meets a young...
whippersnapper?
I'm looking around
what
the studio.
A young ginger?
I'm trying to use me. Okay. You meet a young Brendan Favola. And
good luck.
Oh, dear.
Okay,
and we've just met. We're a couple of weeks in, texting, flirting.
Doing the eye thing.
Yeah, you're doing that weird eye triangle thing that's supposed to seduce women. And then I think, oh, my gosh, he could be the one. This is great.
Think that when I'm young.
Of course. But this is what would have happened. And then the idea, why it's even called roaching, it's inspired by that feeling you get when you turn on the lights and you just see cockroaches everywhere. You know when you're like in your bedroom, you're like, what's that noise? And then you turn the lights and there's these icky creatures everywhere. That's the feeling you get when you've been roached. So you think you're falling for this guy and then out of the woodwork, oh, he's seen all these girls.
Or you could take roaching as if I'm dating two other chicks and you at the same time. And then you keep coming around and you're roaching me because cockroaches don't go away.
Oh, so I see. So players. So men
you're a roach.
That just have a stable of women, they would see the roach as the annoying chick that only just wants to pursue a connection.
Just get it, bro. You're just a 2 a.m. call.
Oh, ouch. Even just as you say it, it hurts. I know that it's not me, roach. But it just hurts.
I really turned that around.
Didn't I? One for the players.
Another dating term for you. Here's Fifi to talk it through.
101.9, The Fox.
Now, I want to talk about councils that ban things. And the Darabin Council, we've talked about them a bit on this show over the years because they love to ban things.
Mad for it.
They famously banned balloons. So if you were having a kids' party, no balloons in the parks, in the playgrounds. And don't get me wrong, I admire the environmental aspect of this. Yeah. I really do. But then there's just like, can a kid have a balloon? It's not a party without a couple of balloons. Don't go nuts with the balloons. Just a couple.
Nothing better than a water bomb.
Banned balloons. Then they banned plastic water bottles. Whew. Now, I agree we've got to reduce our use of plastic, but we need the replacements to kick in. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, you still, imagine you're just like really thirsty and you can only just buy one at the shop, but you can't take it to the park.
Not enough bubblers, you reckon? Few more water taps getting around.
I used to love bubblers.
Oh,
what's bubblers?
You know,
water tap.
The little water taps that you go to
at primary school, high school. Bark in there, trick a kid.
Always got bark and it shoots up. That's
Do you know what? I just think they'll be the first thing to go in a post-COVID world, though. I don't think you should be using bubblers.
No.
And then they got rid of obviously plastic bags, straws, cups. They're all banned from public. So if you're in the Darabin area, which is Reservoir, Preston, around there, you just just kind of have fun.
Yeah. Just put your hands out.
On the straws. Now, on the straws.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I love a Macca's drive-thru. Now, have an option. You can have a plastic or a paper straw. Because I reckon 99% of people, you sip out of that paper straw, by the time you get to the end of your Coke, especially with kids, it's melting off and getting in their mouth. Like, Toby nearly choked on some of it.
No, I'm
That's
with
a hazard,
you.
Man.
The paper straw is all wrong, but I think we should get rid of plastic straws.
Don't you have an option still, can't you say, plastic straw?
No, they've just got paper.
And I agree.
Nightmare.
Here we go. Paper straws are rubbish, but we need to reduce our use of plastic, so we need to get rid of plastic straws. I think pasta straws. Everyone just get pasta, just a bit of pasta, like a long spaghetti tube,
but just don't
hollowed
chew on
out.
It.
Yeah, because I think Macca's should do that.
Because I know metal straws are a thing. People bring them around their metal straws, but that's like a guy that brings his own pool cue to the pub. You go, you're a weird unit, mate.
Yeah.
I don't trust you.
I'm not playing. I'm not betting with you, bro.
Just use what's there, mate.
No, bring your own. Always depends on you being organised. Even your keep cups. That requires me to think ahead.
Well, they got banned in COVID.
That's right, exactly. So I'm all confused, but I don't. Anyway, back to
Darabin.
Can you have a guess? They have. There's a motion for them to
normal
ban
people.
Something. No.
What have they?
Do you want to just have a guess? Just have a guess.
Well, what's left?
Haircuts. Haircuts.
They're not North Korea.
Meat.
No.
Alcohol. Smokes.
Is it in that realm?
No.
Is it a consumable, like a food or a...
No, it's not. You're never going to guess it.
Wow.
The city of Darabin, the Greens, Labor-dominated Inner North, they have unanimously voted to get rid of nuclear weapons. Banned!
Maybe we'll never get in that.
What are they doing in those council meetings? It's like we got rid of balloons, we got rid of plastic, we got rid of fun. What else? Nuclear weapons.
I know Northland is a pretty big shopping centre, but I don't know if they're selling nukes in there.
You said to me, we're not North Korea. That sounds like North Korea.
I know. We've often said about the Darabin Council, power gets to them. They love a power trip.
Who's got a nuclear weapon?
That's just trying to fill a meeting. They had nothing else to ban. Just say nuclear weapons. We can head out early.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
We are about to perform an intervention. We're a close team. We're a tight team here at Fev and Nick. We all love each other. Fev, we do, don't we? Don't you love
100,
us?
100.
And something was brought up this morning on the couch. We were in our meeting. Now, Fev, you are at your holiday house.
Yeah,
working
no
down the line. So you're not in these meetings. But something was brought up. And there was a suggestion an intervention might need to take place. Now, I'll tell you, Josiah is you.
Jeez, you sound nervous.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. I was going to say, I'm not going to stop drinking at work. All right?
What have I done?
Josiah, can you think what there is an intervention's
the
about?
The only thing that I feel like that everyone's been judging me on lately is how much I tan with this amazing weather. That's all I can think about.
Oh, wow. That's what you think an intervention is. You're looking too hot,
bro. We want your clothes off, mate. We like that.
I'm in an awkward position because I'm driving this, but I don't have a problem with what you're doing and never have.
Is it breakfast?
Not that anyone has a problem. It just wants, I think that there is a suggestion we address it as a, just open up the conversation. Leon Shergren, step in.
Well, I don't think it's just me that there's been other people on the team that have brought this up.
Wow.
But Josiah is very fond of a wink.
Do you know what? This isn't the first time this has happened.
Geez.
I reckon I've had this intervention for the last 10 years.
Really?
Yeah, but don't take it too. Don't feel like you're so special when I wink at you because I do it to.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
I'll
good
do it
one.
To blokes. I'll do it. It's not just young girls that I wink at.
I agree with you. Has Josiah winked at you, Fev?
Probably, but I get winked at all the time. So you're used to it.
You just think everyone's got the same twitch.
No, what Josiah, for people listening, so Josiah, what your wink is the equivalent of a gotcha, mate. Like, yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you wink at me all show. I've never thought that you're in any way being flirtatious.
But
it's just
the wrong person will think I'm flirting with them, though.
Fee was just hoping. That's what that meant.
I love that Josiah, the chilled out bloke from the North Shore of Sydney.
The Albanian
mate,
surfer.
Mate, we think you wink. Well, I'm not. It's not because I like you. All right? Oh, I've got his back up real quick.
Fifi, Bev and Nick are the clear choice for your drive to work. And the clear choice when comparing builders is Fairhaven Homes. Fair and transparent service, clear from the start. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au. 101.9.